You're in Auburn High School teaching, coaching. First of all, I'm sure you're enjoying the heck out of the school year, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's been a lot of fun.
And this is year number one for you. This was your first official job, is that right?
Yep, this is my first official job.
Now, besides coaching volleyball, what do you teach now?
I teach second grade.
How is that? Have been this something you've always wanted to do?
Yes, it has.
And all those kids kind of remind you of what you were like in second grade, right?
Oh, yes. They keep me on my toes, and I feel like that's what we did to our teachers.
And also, you get a chance to coach a little volleyball. I know we know you love the game of volleyball. We do too. And how is that? I see Auburn is, I think, 9-6 right now. You've had some big games, and how is that? I'm sure that's you're loving the heck of that too, aren't you?
Yes, it's been a lot of fun. It's a new experience for me. We have a new head coach this year with Kara Ingalls. She came from HTRS, and she has revamped this program from where it used to be. So it's been really fun to see the girls actually fall in love with the game again.
So there were some kind of tough years over the last couple of years, it kind of sounds like, huh?
Yes, there's been a lot of tough years, yep.
And got a winning record right now, 9-6, and I see that the schedule, you've played a quality schedule this year.
Yes, we have. We just played Freeman Monday night, and that was probably the best we've ever played this year so far. And we 2 to 3 points almost every set.
Yeah, Freeman's, got a quality record. Palmyra, Johnson Brock, UTAN, my gosh, you have played a slew of teams with incredible records.
Yes, we have, and it's been good competition every game, which is what we want from our girls. So,
talk about your team a little bit. Got some big-time hitters. You feel middles, good center, defensive play. Got a little bit of everything there.
Yes, we do. We're an young team. We have one senior, two juniors, and 16 sophomores and freshmen. So we're a very, very young team. We're led by Jaden Glather on the outside with Ella Swanson as well. There are big two outsides that really help us, and they have big leadership. Our right side is a freshman, Emery Taylor. She's amazing, an outstanding player. She can play any position you put her in. She reads the court really well. Our setter is our lone junior, or one of our two juniors, and she is a fantastic setter, knows exactly where to place that ball, and she's taking communication really well.
So I take it the future looks pretty bright even after this year, doesn't it?
Yes. Looks really bright for these girls.
Have you had a chance to get out there? You know, we know Brett plays volleyball. He loves playing volleyball. He's really good at volleyball. You get a chance to kind of mix it up with them a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I sure do. I get in on the plays.
And I'm sure that that's something I know you summertime really keeps you busy with sand and stuff like that. And you enjoy just getting out there every now and then and showcasing your stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Sand's always a busy year for me during the summer.
You got some big tournaments coming up, Brett. I see Ashland Greenwood. You still got your conference tournament, the Mead tournament. So there's plenty of volleyball before we hit sub-district play, isn't there?
Yes, there is a lot of volleyball left in the season and a lot of games we could win.
What's been the best match, you think, for Auburn? It's probably putting you on the spot here. It's like, oh my gosh, looking back, what do you think your best one's been?
I would probably go our Ashland Greenwood one. We fought from being behind down 2-1 and came back and won the fourth set and then won the fifth set. So it was kind of, we showed that we can come back in games. And then I would also say our Freeman game this past Monday, we showed really good potential. We led in all three sets to the very end. So we showed that we can take those big games. We just got to work on finishing out the games.
So when it comes to sub-district play, who's going to be the team to beat, you feel it, when you get to subs?
Oh, man. I haven't really looked much into our subs. I'm more focusing game by game. But we have, with the new sub-districts this year, we could have anybody. We have Wahoo, I believe, is in our district. We could have so many good teams on our side. It could be crazy.
Of course, you're the second area individually who we have talked to this year. Allison Sheets, of course, coaches and teaches right there. And, of course, right here from McCook, Nebraska. Have you got a chance to know her a little bit more?
I have not. We are across the school from each other, so we hardly see each other. So, but that is the goal sometime these next few weeks, is to go in and talk to her and see what all we know about each other.
There you go.
From school, so.
There you go. Exactly right. And if I saw it right, Brett, you have got your Final Four tickets coming up for Louisville, you and your mom. Is that right?
Yep, me, my mom, and aunt, we have our tickets purchased, hotels purchased, and we're ready to go.
Oh, my gosh. We are hoping that you're going to have Nebraska in there. Boy, I tell you, the college volleyball season's been fun to watch, hasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it has. A lot of upsets. Anything can happen nowadays.
Well, I know you keep tabs on the Huskers. I know you keep tabs on McCook Community College and back here at Southwest. You try to, when you're not playing, you try to watch and keep tabs on those folks as much as possible, don't you?
Oh, yes. Always got to root for back home.